afternoon, everyone. So as was mentioned, the research I'm presenting was conducted when I was completing my MPH degree. So I'm presenting on behalf of our faculty advisor, as well as my two classmates who looked at the relationship between prenatal care and insurance as effect modifiers and the relationship between birthing hospital level and adverse birth outcomes. So I have no relationships to disclose. So as many of you in this room probably know, the U.S. does not compare particularly well in terms of infant mortality to other developed countries. And within the United States, the state of Missouri ranks 32nd with an infant mortality rate of 6.6 infant deaths per 1,000 live births. And again, many of the contributing factors are things like preterm birth, low birth rate, sudden infant death syndrome, injury, etc. So we were interested in looking at hospital levels in terms of perinatal regionalization. Regionalization is not currently formalized by statute in the state of Missouri, and again, refers to kind of organizing the level of perinatal services for a given geographic area to provide high-quality, cost-effective care to the greatest number of patients by coordinating systems of care and concentrating resources. So in Missouri, hospitals self-designated as level 1, 2, or 3, with level 3s providing the highest level of care. And then in some states with formalized systems, there are also level 4 hospitals that can provide pediatric subspecialty surgeries. So the purpose of our study was to assess neonatal mortality, preterm birth, and very low birth weight by self-designated hospital level in Missouri, and then to explore whether Medicaid status and adequacy of prenatal care were modifiers of this relationship. So our hypothesis, we know that the literature has established that Medicaid patients are a high-risk group. In Missouri, they tend to live in more rural areas. They have poor preconception health, as well as general higher mortality rates. We thought that perhaps also the role of decreased reimbursement may lead to a limited ability for these patients to choose where they seek their care. And then, obviously, there's also a previously established association between adequacy of prenatal care and the hospital level of delivery. And we thought that adequacy of prenatal care may serve as a proxy for, again, ease of accessing care, as well as a woman's awareness that her pregnancy is high risk. So we utilized a retrospective cohort study design using Missouri birth certificate data from 2010 to 2012. And our final study sample size was about 186,000 records. We restricted this to singleton live births. They had to be born in a hospital and have valid Medicaid or private insurance status. And the mother's zip code had to indicate that she was a Missouri resident. And then we also utilized city match guidance in order to restrict improbable birth weight and gestational age combinations. So our exposure variable, again, was that self-designated level of perinatal regionalization. Our three outcomes were defined, as you can see on the slide. And then we also controlled for a number of different demographic and obstetric-related covariates. We compared all variables across strata of prenatal care, which we categorized as adequate, inadequate, or missing. And we did choose to include those who were missing prenatal care because, as you'll see, it was a substantial portion of our sample size. And our advisor in previous research that she had done in the state of Missouri found that there was a significant difference with this missing group and was interested in having us take a look at that. We also assessed insurance status and adequacy of prenatal care as effect modifiers in both our bivariate and multivariate models. So here is our first results table. And as you can see, among women who were missing prenatal care, they experienced increased neonatal mortality and had a higher percentage of preterm birth and very low birth weight. They also had a higher percentage of deliveries at level 3 hospitals, whereas similar percentages of level 3 births were seen among those who had adequate or inadequate prenatal care. Among the inadequate group, we found that more of these women were insured by Medicaid, had less than a high school education, were smokers, and they were more likely to be non-Hispanic, Black, and unmarried. And then opposite to that, those with adequate prenatal care were more likely to have private insurance, high school education or more, were non-smokers, non-Hispanic, White, and were married. And then you can see that women who were insured by Medicaid as opposed to private insurance had significantly increased odds of both neonatal mortality and preterm birth. And then when we stratified by insurance status, adequacy of prenatal care, you can see that women with both adequate and inadequate prenatal care were more likely to deliver at a level 3 hospital and have preterm birth. And then for the very low birth weight outcome, you can see that across all 3 strata of prenatal care, women were more likely to deliver at a level 3 hospital when they had a very low birth weight baby, which we took to mean as that they were being appropriately referred to that highest level of care when they were experiencing a high-risk pregnancy. And then we found that when we stratified by insurance status, women with private insurance were almost twice as likely to deliver their very low birth weight baby at a level 3 hospital than women who were insured by Medicaid. Again, perhaps getting at that access to care or increased awareness of a high-risk pregnancy for women who were privately insured. So kind of summarizing, for our very low birth weight outcome, that was modified by both prenatal care and insurance status. The preterm birth outcome was modified by only prenatal care, and then we did not find any sort of an effect modification for the neonatal mortality outcome. We found that the adverse birth outcomes were more likely to occur at the level 3 hospitals, again, assuming that this is indicative of appropriate referrals for women with high-risk pregnancies. We found that women with private insurance were twice as likely to deliver their very low birth weight baby at a level 3 hospital as compared to those insured by Medicaid. Some of the strengths of our study, we had a relatively large sample size, and it was representative of Missouri's population. It was sampled from across the state. Some of our limitations, we were unable to determine distance from level 3 hospitals in Missouri. The level 3 hospitals were located in St. Louis, Columbia, and Kansas City, and obviously there are many geographic areas outside of those 3 large cities that would cause a woman to have to drive several hours to access care at one of those hospitals. But we only had the first 3 digits of zip codes, so weren't able to really drill down too carefully. We are concerned there may have been some misclassification since there's no standardized definition of what's adequate versus inadequate prenatal care. And we were also unable to control for some other potential confounders. So just our final takeaway here is that, you know, the increased understanding of the role that prenatal care and insurance status play in this relationship may be informative, especially for the state of Missouri, as they are continuing to debate whether to formalize perinatal regionalization, that, you know, these are 2 factors to consider and that, you know, may help continue to get women to deliver at the appropriate level hospital. And then just some acknowledgments again to our mentor, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and St. Louis University. Thank you.
Real interesting. I'm wondering about the urban-rural aspect, because I'm thinking rural is poor, more likely to be a Medicaid. Urban is going to be, well, tends to be concentrated in some of the urban areas. I'm wondering if you have access to some kind of proxy for urban rural, maybe taking those 3-digit zip codes or something and throwing that. I'm wondering if some of that effect might be comparable to the part about how far you are from a level 3 Earth Center. But I'm wondering if you had an access that could create a urban-rural variable?
Yeah, and that was something I think if I was doing this now, I would be much more interested in taking a deeper look at than we did. One of my co-authors tried to look a little bit at some of what she could get at with the 3 digits of the zip code, but I think we probably could have done a better job of assessing that than we did. Yeah?
So in retrospect, maybe RUCA codes, the rural urban classification areas, might have been much better process.
Okay.
For that. But I was really interested in the missing.
Yes.
And could you tell us more about that missing group and what maybe some of the characteristics are? And is it that they just had no prenatal care, or was it missing from the records?
It was missing from the records. And so, you know, we were unsure exactly kind of what that meant, and it was really just that Dr. Exuberius had done a number of studies using this data, and every time there had been some significant difference about that group, but she hadn't quite been able to determine really what that meant or why the information was missing from the birth certificate, things like that. So.
There's a disconnect because there are very few OBGYNs. Okay. So from a delivery standpoint, the prenatal care records are prenatal care is handled by somebody completely different, and the delivery is done by somebody else. And if there's just kind of this pipeline of the connection of the records.
That's a great thought. I should reconnect with her and let her know. Thank you. No, we use birth certificate data, yes. I believe Missouri is, but we were students and had access to limited data, yeah.
But I'm wondering if you could actually link to FRAM and I guess investigate that missing movement in terms of what the questions.
Yeah, so that's a great suggestion. Thank you. Right. Yeah, great, thank you.
One more question.
All right, thank you very much.